Good morning, everybody. Okay, what are we doing today? We started Perek Hay. Okay, sorry, I'll just have to do this. I get mechubed with mute people, don't know how it works. So I have to do it, okay. Fine. So we started off yesterday by saying we brought the mechabed in Or HaChaim in Shulchan Aruch. We have to say Parshas Haman. Why? Because that teaches us that everything that we plan, everything we do, certainly klapei panasa, but other things as well, that all comes from Hashem. The miracles that happened to the Dor HaMidbar was necessary for them to take them out of the musag of the koich ve'etzim yodi that they had from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a nation that was fully koich ve'etzim yodi. They didn't even have to daven for rain. The pasuk tells us that the Nile was what irrigated Mitzrayim. They didn't need to daven for rain. Not like Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you don't have rain, you die. You have to have rain. No, there you don't. Kulu kulu koich ve'etzim yodi. And the forces of nature. So that was why they needed the miracles. Such blatant miracles was to take them out of sort of like a shock treatment, to take them out of that reliance and dependency on Teva. And they saw that by the Mon, clearly. The Mon, you see that if you did more Ishtadlis, less Ishtadlis, you took more, you took less, it didn't make any difference. At the end of the day, everybody had whatever they were supposed to have. So you couldn't change that, you couldn't interfere with that. And we said, because of that, many of Klal Yisrael couldn't detach themselves from their dependency on Mitzrayim and their dependency on the Derech HaTeva. I'm on the top of Resh Yud. L'chein kasher Kadosh Baruch Hu hodiyo lehem al yedei Nevi Neeman Beiso ki yegia es pekudosom va'aleim la'azev es Mitzrayim. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu notified Klal Yisrael via Moshe Rabbeinu that the time for the redemption had arrived and they had to leave Mitzrayim. About 80% of Klal Yisrael couldn't leave. Those were the 80% of Klal Yisrael, the 4/5 of Klal Yisrael, that died during Makas Choshech. Remember, Makas Choshech was Makanan. Yeah? It means there were 8 makas before Makas Choshech, where even the Mitzrim themselves were saying, this is the Yad Hashem. And yet, Kol Kach, 80% of Klal Yisrael is still confused. The Pella. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mochel Nisim V'Niflois B'Shmoneh Makas Aboi B'Zeach HaZeh B'Daikonis Niflo. Etzpe Elokim, the finger of God, not the end of God. Filo. Hashem promised him, I'll bring you to the land of milk and honey. I'll take care of everything. I don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. Uramot kol zaysem. Einu musogrim letzet. The pachad. How do you understand that? You exposed over a fairly long period of time to 8 miracles. You were a slave in Mitzrayim. Suddenly you see the Shibud gone. Mitzrayim are getting beaten with unbelievable Ashgocha Pratis. I mean, the Ashgocha Pratis of the Makos was Mavul Varai. The Mitzrayim themselves are saying, okay, fine, we got it. You know, there's a God, Hashem, Etzbe Elokim. And 80% of Klal Yisrael doesn't get it? How do you understand it? And I'll tell you what's a pachad, because it's happening to us today. It's happening to us today. It's Be'elokim, and people are missing the plot completely. I don't know what the percentages are, I'm not a statistician, you talk to people, you speak to people, and you want to put sets from you want to explode because there's a lo yuman. People that have learned chovos halavavos, talmid chachomim, and you talk to them and you hear poshut nourishment coming out of their mouth. You know, the Ramban there at the end of Bo says somebody who I can't remember the exact loshon, but somebody who doesn't mamin that everything in the world is nisim, it's kulu Hashem. There's no teva, it's kulu Hashem. Ein chelek leklal Yisrael, ein chelek leklal Yisrael. The people will tell you for sure the rain. That's Hashem, of course. Everything's Hashem. Everything that's Hashem. When the missiles come from Gaza and they land, that's all Hashem. Yeah, that's all Hashem. Of what's happening today, that's conspiracy, and that's this, and it's governments, and it's DOS, and it's China, and it's Schmeider. Hello? What's the difference between the rain, and what's the difference between missiles, and what's the difference between viruses? No. This is different. The pachad to see what happened to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Do we know that we have to learn from what happened to them so we don't make the same mistakes? How do you understand this complete talois with dependence on Mitzrayim after 8 Makkos? And after Kriyas Yamsu, because in the Midbar they were still kvetching. Let's go back to Mitzrayim, it was better there, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we have to understand this a little bit, obviously on their level, not on, we're dealing with the Dorday, we're talking about the generation that stood in Sinai and got the Torah, we're not comparing them to us. Lakasha Avanu is Tkufus Ashok. After, so he's going to explain it, tell a little bit, to understand this a little bit. After they went through the Holocaust, Sochachti Midei Pamim Imi, Aloy said to Kufa Kashi, he speak to his mother about what they went through there. His Eirer Abeneinu, Shalim Anyenes. There was an interesting question that came up amongst us. We used to have this little argument. Matzava Shomia Yaisa Garua. Shalom Neida, a question like this, but whose situation was worse? Ima Yisba Machana Voda. His mother got captured. She was taken to one of the labor camps. She eventually, I mentioned, she ended up in Auschwitz. Vilo anachnu is chapshaznu legoim v'istatu b'martafim u'miklatim. We, my father and him and his brothers, they had to dress up as goim and pretend they were goim, and then they had to go and hide in bunkers and in all sorts of hiding places or whatever, miklatim. In attics. Midei pam bekol tkufa katzara shinino es makoyme v'hisreitzano m'mokum l'mokum kach barim. They had to keep changing where they live. They couldn't sleep in the same place twice. Or whatever. They were suspicious people. No, they lived with pachad the whole time. So whose situation's worse? Them that are running around like mice, mamash living like barim in little holes and hiding out and pretending to be goyim, or his mother who was in the labor camps. So you shouldn't know either of them. Well, which one was worse? Who had it harder? Zanita naisi killer mota kushi anoyre vasevel shelo yito shayim manas chelkam shelavoides amachanot. So he tied that despite the unbelievable difficulties and suffering and pain and yusurim, horrible, horrible stuff they went through. Mikol makan yisalem tachnit mesuderes. They had a structure. The life was ordered. But bokem kamu. They got up in the morning. They went to work, they worked. At night they came back, they got their little scraps of food. Mishu Daiglem, there was somebody who was making sure that they had where to sleep and what to eat. Mishu Saperotam, someone counted them. Hikotam, someone beat them. Hishpilotam, ulam sof sofay, mishu shechoshevalem. There was someone thinking about them. Not very nice thoughts, but there was at least some sort of structure in their lives. We lived in an olam of tov, total confusion. We didn't know what was going to happen in 1 second. We didn't know we were sleeping tonight, what we were going to eat, where we were going to be. What do you do the whole day? Where do you hide out? Where you go at night? Where are you going to get your next piece of bread from? You don't know, you don't have bread. No one cared about us. Mamash lak mas. No one would even spit on you. You were so insignificant. אין לך שום משן ומשן זו על גושן נוירה של חדלון, the worst feeling of just abandonment, just totally abandoned, just nothing, nothing. Okay, so neither of the situations are particularly pleasing and something that someone would look forward to, but he used to argue with his mother, but said, oh, it's hard to understand the conversation. Who had it worse? What's this got to do with us? We can understand a little bit the talois of the Yidden in Mitzrayim based on this. Despite the fact that they abused them and beat them and tortured them and threw their children to the river, there was something they could lean on. There was some structure to their lives. They had food every day. It was lechem oini, but they knew there was bread. To leave that, however bad it was, but to step into the unknown, to go into the midbar with no food, with no water, with no shelter, with no protection against the wild animals and the dangers of living in person. No, you go into the midbar, I'll drop you in the middle of the Gobi Desert. How long will you survive? What's going to be tomorrow? How are you going to survive? Zu dage gevur. That's much harder. That's much harder than staying in Mitzrayim. 80% of Klal Yisrael musogim lamoid b'nisayin ze, and 80% of Klal Yisrael couldn't handle that test. Rak ma'atim hayim musogolim lazoves shmashenes hakaner harotzus lismoich levtoch rak al Hashem levod. To rely only on Hashem. To rely only on Hashem. No reliance on your ishtadlis, no reliance on your money, on your bank, on your house, on your nothing. Just kulu reliance on Hashem. So give that all up. Give that all up. Yeah. And just walk with Hashem into the midbar. The local kach pashut. Not pashut at all. Not easy at all. There's some comforts we can't even give up. We're talking about giving up your sustenance, your life force. אז במשך 40 שנה סליח במדבר קודש ברוך הוא לימד אותנו פרק בהלכות סימונו ובתוכן. 40 years in the midbar, Klal Yisrael got taught a big lesson in אמונה ובתוכן. פרק שלם לחזור לשנן בכל יום. It's a sugya that we have to repeat and chaza every day. כדי לדעת שלא ישתנה מאומה בעקבוס מעשינו. גם כאשר אנחנו משתדלים בעניין הפנוסה, what you do doesn't change nothing. Even when you're working, you're being משתדלים פנוסה, הישתדלס אינם מועילה אלא מוכרחס. The פנוסה, the ישתדלס you're making for פנוסה or medicine or whatever else it is, it doesn't do nothing, not for the, we've spoken about this many times. When we say it doesn't do nothing, we don't mean it doesn't do nothing, otherwise you don't have to do that. You're not sitting with a little Fisher Price steering wheel, turning it, you know, thinking you're driving a bus. It's doing something. But it's not doing what you think it's doing. It's got nothing to do with panasa. You go to work in the morning and you work and whatever. That ishtadlis has nothing to do with your panasa. Your panasa comes from Hashem, lo kashur to the ishtadlis. The ishtadlis is doing something. It's doing something very important. You'll see. Panasa neinu nuta in the sunnah ach v'rach b'yad Hashem. Panasa comes from Hashem like the man. Gam tachniyon seinu haetidios beyad Hashem ha'iman. All your plans for the future, whatever, that's also from Hashem. Kif shenemar api Hashem yechonu v'api Hashem yosu. Your comings and goings are called api Hashem then and now. Milevada ein ma'uma. Without Hashem, there's nothing. Nothing. Now the ishtadlis does something. Let's mark caviar a little bit again, because this is where we've spoken about many times, that the ishtadlis is what confuses us. Yeah, if you lie in bed the whole day, like Chizkiyah Melech did, and Hashem sends the Malachim to destroy your enemies, fine. You know this got nothing to do with you. Yeah, but we're not Chizkiyah Melech. We're not allowed to lie in bed the whole day and not do anything. We have to make Ishtadlis. We have to make Ishtadlis in order to see that Ishtadlis doesn't do anything. We're on the Darga, where we need to be Oisekim Zeh Sepechatoy Chalechem. That's for sure. There's no one around here that can say, no, I'm Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Darga. I don't need to be Oisik in Derech Eretz. I'm fine. I'm past the tests. I'm already beyond that. As I need Lord Sarich Rosei Shtalas. I don't have to do Shtalas. There's no one yet today that can let us say that, because that's, yeah, you're fooling yourself. That's a thing that might be considered psychotic. If somebody really thought that he was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's Darga or Betochen, maybe he's psychotic. So I apologize if I'm insulting anybody, but I don't know anybody today that's on that darga that he can say, I don't have to make ishtadlis. We'll make ishtadlis. What's the ishtadlis there for? The ishtadlis is there in order to take you further in your betochen. You have to take it to break it. Or desler's loshen. You have to take it to break it. You have to take it and see that it doesn't do anything. You have to make the ishtadlis to realize that it's not the ishtadlis. Now, there's a danger here. Because if you make too much ishtadlis, you'll start thinking the ishtadlis is what does it. We wrote the Gemara there from Chuli, now with Shmuel. Shmuel said his father was much greater than him. His father was wine. He said, I'm vinegar, the son of wine. My father was much greater than me. Why? Because his father could go out and check his business dealings twice a day, but I can only go once. What's the big deal here? Your father can check his business dealings twice a day and you can only go once. Why is he greater than you? This is Shmuel telling you that his father was greater than him. Abba was much greater than him. Mama Kesha. Because the vote is that his father could go and look at his business dealings twice a day and not think that he had anything to do with it. Shmuel said, I can only do it once a day. If I start going twice a day to look at my business dealings, I'll start thinking that it's me that's doing the business. It's me that's doing the business. Therefore, a person needs to make ishtadlis in order to break his belief in the ishtadlis. If you just sit back and do nothing and miracles would happen for him, it wouldn't be good for him. Because he has a belief in the teva. He has a belief in the teva. So he's not gaining anything by not making ishtadlis. If you don't take a pull, so then you'll never know that the pull doesn't work. You'll carry on believing in the pull, but you don't take it. If you take it and you see it doesn't do anything, then you'll know that you've broken your belief in the pull. Tov, ze sugya mod mukev and more difficult, and it's shirim and shirim to try and understand the ishtadlis. But don't think when we say that ishtadlis ain't mo'ila, doesn't do anything. Ishtadlis does an enormous amount, but not for the result you were looking for. The ishtadlis doesn't bring the shirach, and it doesn't bring the refu, and it doesn't make the panosa. Nothing to do with that. But it helps. You have to do it because it builds you as a baal betochen and a baal imuna. It's there to help you take your betochen further. Ze avoid shel ishtadlis. That's a completely different sugya. Okay, fine. I just have to keep reminding us that because people think, yeah, ishtadlis doesn't do anything. But you have to do it because whatever, you know, you have to pay a tax and then there you paid it. No. The ishtadlis is avoider. But not avoid it achieving the bucks that you're trying to achieve. Avoid in taking your betochen further and protecting the betochen you have already. That's the ishtadlis. Ishtadlis is the real avoider. That's proper avoider. Fine. We said the greatest level was David. You want to be able to do everything and function in this world properly, actualize yourself, doing everything you're supposed to do, and at the same time, no, it's got nothing to do with you. That's the ideal. For us, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was an high ideal, but said, "Avol zelo kashu aleinu." What's kashu aleinu is David HaMelech, is to do everything, and no, it's got nothing to do with you. You've taken it and you've broken it. Now you can do it. Now you can devil. You can go look at your business dealings twice a day. And no, there's got nothing to do with you. You'll work 18 hours a day. You'll start believing that it's your 18 hours a day that's making the money. Then you better start working less then. Okay. So that's the problem that these people had. That's the problem with the Dor HaMidbar, that they were completely talois in Mitzrayim. Old habits die hard. 40 years they were in the Midbar, they had to learn. So call me Hashem. The food came from Hashem, the water came from Hashem. Whether they moved, they got up, they went down, they stayed, they moved, they packed up, they undid, they did. Call api Hashem Yichonu v'chvene api Hashem Yosu. That's the, and nothing's changed. It's the same today. Just we don't see it like that. Musub al Balatanya, shebi yemei milchemes Napoleon v'atzar Rusi. There was a war between Napoleon and the Russians with the Tsar there. Hutl Eitzel Shchunat Megurov. There was a curfew. Sega. Yeah, it was a Sega. Everybody knows what a Sega is today. Who would have thought we would know what a curfew is. Yeah, anybody heard of a curfew in our days? You're going to be put under curfew. Yeah, curfew. Ein yitzev, ein bo. You can't go in and you can't come out. But it wasn't like, yeah, where you could do whatever you want. Yeah, yeah, the curfew means do whatever you want. And if you get caught, you pay the 500 shekels. Yeah, that's what a curfew, yeah, means. No, those days, a curfew meant you stepped your head out, like in China, you know. Nobody died from corona in China because they got shot before they died from corona. Yeah, that's you went out when they told you not to. You got shot, finished, no games there. There's a sega, Law come up poor. With the segas for everybody else except me. You know, sega, for sure there's a sega, but he wasn't talking to me. The look of sure lie. You know, I'm a foundation member here. I'm not from a Yidden, trying to tell Yidden to stay at home the whole day. Lolech, you know, fine. I think there was more traffic on the roads during the Sega than now that the Sega's finished. But anyway, so whatever. Sure. So they tell the story about the Bala Tanya. I heard the story. I've told you many times that Rabbi Yonis and Avishai. So I don't know, whatever. Okay, he says it by the name of the Bala Tanya. I saw it brought down in the name of Rabbi Yonis and Avishai. It's the same story. We've heard it many times. Yeah. But it's a geshmaka story, no? Well, there's an amkus here as well. So there was a curfew, you couldn't go out. Balatanya was Shakoni's learning. He didn't know there was a curfew, didn't hear anything. So he got up in the morning like he normally does to go to the mikveh, go to the base midrash, get ready for davening and learning, whatever. He was Isaac and Avodas Hashem. The peta itso so chayil, the ubilotola base so. So in those days, you got caught in a sega, in a curfew, you got arrested. Soldiers took him and dragged him off to prison. So they bring him for interrogation. They want to know, he's a spy, what's he up to, whatever. So the guy in charge there, the interrogator, says to him, tell me, where were you going, Rebbe, so early in the morning? I don't know. I don't know. Oh, you sleepwalking? What do you mean you don't know? Rachel Chivosamuzora, he chlit achoike kivade maragalu. So this interrogator decides, this answer like that from a seemingly intelligent person must be he's a maragal. He's a spa for sure. What do you mean you don't know where you're going? Vaviret chakirosalam afakeda elyon. So you caught a spy, not just some troublemaker. You send him to the chief interrogator. Yeah, it sends him to the supervisor. Yeah. I'm a fechid bereisel ifnim adam nasay ponim. Haven kainat dvarim pshutim. This supervisor is obviously a bit more intelligent than the guard down in the dungeons there. He has a look and he sees he's dealing with an intelligent person. He sees he's dealing with a person shemashabu that the balatanim has tama made a roshim. Probably, you know, the choshev are looking in. So he understood that when he said he didn't know, there's not stam shtiyot. The chayne shalot to Rebbe, ma pirush lo yodaya. The kiadam chocham kamay chayne yodaya lanu alech. What do you mean? When they asked you where you're going, what do you mean you don't know? A wise man like you doesn't know where he's going. Well, you were just wandering around the streets and sleepwalking, you know, aimlessly. Ma'amaze perush ani lo yoda where I was going. So the Bala Tanya answered him like this: Adam achein eini yoda lanu olech. It's true. A person doesn't know where he's going. Look, ani the toy michashavti shelek lebeit haknesses lilmod el palel. I thought I was going to shul to daven and learn. Go to mikveh. That's what I thought I was going to go. And I'm in jail. So I really didn't know where I was going because I thought I was going there. And look, I landed up here as Bemis. I didn't know where I was going. The Baal B'tochen, someone who's living with the Muna knows. He's planned and he's what he does and whatever. Like they say in Yiddish, you know, men's tracht and God lacht. You know, man plans and God laughs. I don't know if God laughs, but man plans and then Hashem says, okay, those are your plans, but I've got other plans. You thought you were going to the mikveh, and I'm telling you, no, you're going to jail. That was Hashem's plans. The person doesn't know where he's going. Rak hatachnit shemesada ribon olam. Only the plans and whatever, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what happens. Kifishinema pi Hashem yichonu v'pi Hashem yosu. You sit when Hashem says, and you move when Hashem says, I call it for Hashem. He amikayemes only, that's what Hashem says. Alayna lilmoy dzayis mi Parshas Hamon. And that's what you have to learn from Parshas Hamon, there from the Mechaber there that says you have to read Parshas Hamon, kedai, to read Parshas Hamon every day. Kashem shebemeshech arvim shana lo daigu b'nei Yisrael. is daiges hamacha mikoich bitchoine b'Hashem. In the same way that the Yidden in Klal Yisrael in the Midbar didn't worry what's going to be tomorrow because of the betochen they had in Hashem. Gemol ken ata kol yudi hanu kugemol ala imoy. Ketinuk she'eni yodei ma'i daiga klal. You have to be kugemol ala imoy. You have to be like a little baby who's feeding from his mother. He's in his mother's lap. He's feeding from his mother. And he's completely chilled. He has no daiga in the world. Kugemol ala imoy. That's what the Melech says. Kugemol ala imoy. That's how a person has to be. That's what you have to work towards. You have to do exercises and work and every day think about that. That's the lesson from the Parsha Samon that a person has to, the Mechaber says they should say it every day. So people haven't got time every day, once a week, maybe on Shabbos, but that's the vort. In B'Shalach, in Parshas B'Shalach, so then Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron to take some of the mon and to put it in a little tzinzenet, in a little jar, and to put it there in the Aron HaKodesh there, to put it away, L'doyroi Seichem. So Rashi picks up there, Chumash, yeah. Too lazy to get up and go get a Chumash, but there's no one here. So the Rashi there says, you have a look at the Rashi says, Mila Doros Seichem, what's the Doros Seichem for your generations? He says, B'mei Yirmiyahu. Talking about Meir Miyabu. Yirmiyahu was going around and telling people, do you know the Beis HaMikdash has got to be destroyed? Lama tem lo iskim b'teira? Why aren't you being Isaac in Teira? So the people will say back to Yirmiyahu Novi, what do you mean? Azavat malachtoi v'loimit b'teira v'ma'as fanes. What are we going to eat? Ma'anachnu uchlim. So the Rashi contends this for him. He tells him. He goes and he gets the little tzinsenet man. He goes and gets the little man there from the Beis HaMikdash. And he shows them. This is what your ancestors ate in the Midbar. Haba shluchim l'makom l'hachin mezoinav l'reyov. Hashem has many shlichim to provide food for those that fear him. Now what's wrong with this Rashi? What's wrong with this Rashi? I heard this from a Choshev Rosh Yeshiva once. He said he was surprised they hadn't censored this Rashi completely. You know, the Olam hadn't destroyed this Rashi. You used to look at, open it up and say, well, it's still there. That's a pillar. They haven't cut it out. What's put in this Rashi? There's something wrong with this Rashi. So he said, if I was there when Yirmiyahu came with his little jar of man from the Beis HaMikdash, I would say to him, Yirmiyahu, where did you get that man from? You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash, open up the Aron HaKodesh, you know, take it out, you know, from the kasefet there, from the safe. There's no man falling today. It was nice then, you're right. The Dor HaMidbar, they had man. And we have a stickle museum of man. We have a little bit of man in the museum. There's no man falling today. Today I have to work. Laza malachtoi, velasek, betoire, b'mayim mefanes. What'll I eat? You show me the man. The man's ozeli. There's no man falling today. That's the kasha, yeah? What's the teret? Ha b'shluchim l'makom. The man's just there as a symbolic, well, it's more than symbolic, but for the purpose of this discussion, it's a symbolic thing to let you know that, you see, that Hashem took care of millions of people in the Midbar for 40 years. Nobody died of starvation, yeah? Today, there's no man falling. There's plenty man falling. Haba shluchim l'mocham. Hashem has plenty ways to give a person panasa. You just need a bit of Yirish Shemaim. You need a bit of betochen, and you realize that the money is falling today. How many creatures does a Kodesh Baruch on a day-to-day basis feed and take care of and give water and drinking and all over the world? Billions and billions and billions of people and animals and vegetables and trees and insects and kola, fish, all get fed every day, all day. They're all taken care of. So Hashem can't take care of me. If I don't, I have to help Hashem. He's too busy. I have to take care. No. Have a shluchim l'makom. Hashem provides panasa. That's what we see from the mon. There's no mon falling today. Haba shluchim l'makom. It comes in different ways. You're right, there's no man falling today, but doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't provide us with panasa. And therefore, you have to know you have to make your shtadlis for whatever reason you're making shtadlis. You have to go into that. That's a big sugya. Aval the betochen, you have to know she's a megiyah mehashem, and it's not poshut. Zavoida kashe maod. We know that. That's why we keep coming here. Nobody would turn around to me and said, Rob, you know, why are we still learning about betochen? It's enough. Everyone has got betochen. We all know it's all fine. Everything's fine. Can we move on to something a bit more like relevant? The betochen's not shaykh to me anymore because I'm there. I'm holding. You know, I understand that, you know, you can. It's all from Hashem. I don't have a problem with that anymore. Can we try something else now? No, everybody knows on a day-to-day basis, we tested, sorely tested in this area. We keep working on it. But at least we have tools. We have Hashem gives us opportunities and whatever to mechazak our betochen in these areas. Okay. Mashapo. Yeah, okay, that's a good place to stop, I suppose, because it's 2 minutes past 10 and it's the end of the chapter, so not the end of the paragraph. So then that's obviously a good place to stop. That's the mon. Have a great day, Rabbi Sir.
Thank you, Rav Shir.
Koyach, thank you.
Have a good day.